Thank you very much for returning for segment 5 of program 12 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host here on WCGA, AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. And I'm going to, before we get further into the final few moments of the program here in segment 5, I'm going to read you something else that I wrote just after 9/11. It was printed in the Clay Today newspaper in Clay County. On November 27th of 2001, and it is really a reprint of the Gettysburg Address. 75 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great global war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. America has become a great battlefield of that war. Daily, grieving citizens are drawn to visit portions of that field that are now the final resting place for those who gave their lives to this nation might awaken, remember, act, and live. It is altogether fitting, proper, and necessary that we should do that, an obvious allusion to the tragedy of 9/11. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow that ground. Our beloved countrymen, living and dead, who struggle there, have consecrated far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what is said here today, but it cannot and it must not forget what happened there. It is for us, the living, rather to be rededicated to the unfinished work which they who labored there have thus far so nobly advanced. A great and vital task remains before us, that from our honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion, that we who remain highly resolved that these dead Americans shall not have died in vain, that, as spoken by President Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg on July the 4th, 1863, during another horrendous struggle fought on American soil, this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. Marshall Wood, November 7th, 2001. I hold that what was true in Abraham Lincoln's day of the Civil War, what was true in 9/11, is now true in this 11th hour and 59th minute, probably, of America's existence. Because we have people like Fannie Willis with a Marxist background. We have people above her in the state of New York as a state attorney, Letitia James, with a degree from those same Marxist institutions that I've already referenced, and with a specious background herself. And then that other black female judge, and folks, there's a reason it's all liberal black female judges with questionable backgrounds that are in judgment of Mr. Trump, who stands for what made America great and what can make it again. We just, Lord help us understand these things. If you just dig into the background, you find it. You find it. And these people are, well, they're dangerous to the American way of life. Brad Raffensperger refused to do what I believe he should have done, and the spineless, the man who is a symbol of what George, what I see Georgia Christian men as, Brian Kemp, refusing to take a stand he should have taken. Folks, we have got to stand up, and we have to push back, because the Cloward Piven model to bring America down, birthed in City University of New York by two Marxists as part of the cultural Marxist incursion into America and seeping down into probably Georgia State University and what they're teaching and other things. We're about to bring down this nation. And if we don't understand that and don't push back, we're in real trouble. I would like to point out that Mr. Raffensperger, according to his biography, is a member of North Point Church, in Atlanta, Georgia. There are, I think, 8 campuses in the Atlanta area, headed by Mr. Andy Stanley. I have no respect or use for him. His dad was Charles Stanley, a very venerated, excellent teacher of the gospel, but himself with questionable credentials to have continued in the ministry with what he produced. A rebellious wife and a son who, in my opinion, is teaching anything but Christian doctrine, even though he came from Dallas Theological Seminary, I believe. Ladies and gentlemen, America is full of charlatans. They're embedded both on the Republican and Democrat side and in important social positions in the state of Georgia. And we're lying down, allowing these rascals to ruin this nation. We have an opportunity to change things, but not much time to do it. Father God in heaven, wake up this state. Wake up this nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow this nation to have a great reawakening, spurred on by WCGA AM 1100 and the vision that Wes Cox and those who are part of this station have. And I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to destroy the evil in the Democrat Party, if not the whole kit and caboodle. There is nothing in the Democrat Party that is beneficial to the further existence of this country or to the cause of Christ. They are exactly what Mark Levin said. They are enemies of America. I hope you'll come back for Program 13. I'm going to say some things, I think, that will disturb you. God bless you. So long.